And last night, across Denmark, people gathered to commemorate the victims of the weekend's terrorist attacks in Copenhagen, one at a free speech event in a cafe, the other at the city's main synagogue.
Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to
That's Danish singer Pernille Rosendahl at the memorial service held near the scene of the first attack. Police say 30,000 people filled the center of the city, many holding torches. Among those who spoke, the mayor of Paris and Patrick Pellot, a journalist with the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo.
The shooting attack in Copenhagen has drawn parallels to the attacks last month in Paris, where the editorial offices of that magazine and a kosher grocery store were attacked. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt gave thanks for the international outpouring in the wake of these new attacks.
It has warmed my heart and all Danes deeply. We are so very grateful for all the support that we have felt.
Danish authorities charged two men yesterday. They're accused of helping the suspected gunman who was killed by police on Sunday, hours after the attack.